Topography is another factor that influences climate. When an air mass hits a mountain, it is forced upward. This is called orographic lift. What happens when an air mass rises? Well, rising air masses cool at a predictable rate of about 6 degrees C per 1,000 meters. That's known as the adiabatic lapse rate. When air cools, is it able to hold more or less moisture? Well, you're right, less. So as an air mass rises and it cools, precipitation may fall out of it. So it'll rain on the side of the mountain where these air masses are rising. By the time the air gets over the mountain, it may have lost most of its moisture. So the windward side of the mountain, facing the wind, is often wetter than the leeward side or downwind side of the mountain. The fact that mountains are drier on the leeward side is known as the rain shadow effect. In this photo, the trade winds are blowing westward from right to left, and you can see how the clouds accumulate on the windward side. This is one of the reasons that explains the formation of cloud forests in the Andes Mountain. Trade winds pushing moisture-laden air over the Amazon from east to west hit the Andes Mountains, the eastern slope of the Andes Mountains, begin to rise, and as they rise, clouds form and precipitation falls out, causing those cloud forests at elevations, middle elevations in the Andes, all due to orographic lift.